The Swans are looking good. They had a loss, though, last week. It was a loss that we didn't see coming. Richmond very hard at the SCG. Josh Kennedy joins us now. G'day, Josh.
G'day, guys.
What happened last week?
Good question. it was obviously really disappointing in that second half, the way we felt we dropped off our intensity around the contest and our tackling pressure and Richmond really stepped up and got the momentum and I guess ran away with it in the end.
Yeah. It gets a little bit harder, mate. You've got a short turnaround, so you can make amends pretty quickly, and that's going to be against Port Adelaide, but without your two big guns in Franklin and Tipper, that's a bit of a setback.
Yeah, definitely. It is good to have a short turnaround after a loss.
Yes.
But obviously without the two twin towers, it's going to be pretty tough, but we'll have faith in whoever will come in to be able to do the job, and we just, I guess, have to deal with it and do the best we can.
I realise it's hard to replace those couple of guys, but who are the likely candidates there?
It's a good question. I think...
Sam Reed?
Yeah, well, Sam Reed definitely could spend a bit more time forward this week. I think Ben McGlynn will be fit to play and Isaac Heaney's fit. It's probably replacing two of the biggest guys on our side with two of the smallest. But who else? Toby Nankervis and Tom Derricks. Mike Pike, probably.
And he's under a bit of a cloud as well, isn't he, Mike?
He is under a bit of a cloud, but yeah. I think he's a chance. So I'm not exactly sure if he's good to go, but it'd be good to get him back if he can. You know, it'll be an interesting discussion in match committee tonight, and we'll see what happens. But I guess, you know, I've personally got to focus on what we can do in the midfield to try and, win the contest there and give whoever's down forward the best opportunity.
So the way your training week works out, Josh, we only get one or two sessions with that sort of new formation.
Well, because it's a short turnaround, we get one sort of main session. We had a session Sunday, but it was obviously pretty light. A bit of a kick and touch and a few set shots at goal. But tomorrow's our main session.
Yeah.
Today, with the short week, but with a regular 7-day break, we get two main sessions in.
Two big sessions.
Josh, do you find Franklin and Tippett, are they close to the mark most games, the way, and Buddy in particular sort of knew what he was taking on with that bump? Are they? Does he take it on too often, do you think?
Oh, I don't think so. I don't think this is the first time I think he's been suspended since he's been in the Swans. Don't quote me on that, but from memory. And Tippo, not really at all. It was a bit out of character, I think.
Yes.
But, and knowing him, I don't think there was any malice in it. But, we want to play with aggression and intensity. But, you know, it is a line and you don't want to cross it. And they did. And unfortunately, we'll just have to deal with it and go in without them Thursday night.
Yeah, well, Thursday night, SCG, it's certainly something different, isn't it? It is that short turnaround. I mean, you're travelling so well. You're third on the table, and Port have been doing it a bit tough. They're 12th on the table, so you should match up pretty well against them.
Yeah, well, it's going to be a good game. They're coming off the break, and we know that they're a hard-running side, and they've got a lot to play for, obviously, as you said. I think they're 5-7, so it's obviously a big game for them, and they're a really good side. So it's going to be a huge contest, and we'll want to make amends, and they'll want to try and, I guess, resurrect their season in a way. So it's going to be a big game.
And Josh, just final one from me, mate. Isaac Heaney, I think that's pretty positive, isn't it? He's nearly back.
Yeah, I think he's fit and ready to play. It's just whether or not, as I said, match committee will pick him tonight. He hasn't played a game since he hurt his knee a few weeks ago. So whether or not they'll bring him straight in or they'll bring him through the reserves, I'm not too sure. But it is exciting because he's obviously a really exciting player, and offers a lot for us. So it'll be a tough decision for match committee this afternoon.
Josh, we urge everyone to get out there Thursday night. Got to keep reminding everybody, it's Thursday night at the SCG. It's the third place Sydney Swans up against Port Adelaide. Mate, good luck and play well.
Thanks, mate.